This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM. Kia ora everyone, my name is Arina Aizel and thank you for tuning in on Otago Access Radio for my radio show and podcast, The Arenality. Firstly, I would like to acknowledge our listeners on Radio Kidnappers in Hawke's Bay, Wellington Access Radio, Plains FM in Christchurch, Free FM in Hamilton, and Coast Access Radio in Horowhenua and Kapiti. Hello from Dunedin, and to our international listeners out there tuning into the podcast, hello from New Zealand. So The Arenality is a platform for women with international backgrounds on their cultural identities, belonging, well-being, and passions in Aotearoa. So in this episode, we have a really good friend of mine, In Nguyen. So she's currently a PhD student, and she was on the show before, one of the earlier episodes. So today we'll be reflecting on other parts of her life, and we're really interested to hear how she's doing with her research and also her passion for poetry and talking about mental health as a student. Kia ora, Yin.
Good afternoon, Arina, and hi, everyone.
Thank you so much for wanting to come here again on the show.
It's my pleasure. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to join your program.
Yeah, and yeah. I've missed talking to you.
Yeah, it has been quite a long time that we haven't catch up with each other.
Yeah. So how are things? How have things been since the last time you were on The Arenality?
We talked to each other last year, as far as I remember.
Yes.
And I don't think that I have any big and important events like you.
Oh.
Yeah, but everything is great to me. Mm. Always busy with my research, tutoring, taking care of my son, my family, and volunteering as well. And taking good care of myself.
That sounds really good. You don't need like a big thing for things to be good, you know, to call it like, oh, I accomplished this year. But if things are just, you know, just nice and nothing major happens, it's just coming.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So how's your progress in your research?
Everything is still all right, I think. Mm. Yeah, and I hope so, that everything is still going well. I'm not sure that last time when we talked to each other, I think my topic is still about well-being. Mm. But recently, I focused more on student resilience. This is just from a strength-based approach to achieve well-being, psychological well-being, but I focus on student resilience, and I think that it's very important to build resilience through lived experience. And my research focus on undergraduate students in New Zealand higher education context, and I'm going to collect data this semester.
Oh, yay! That's exciting, because you'll be interviewing people, I guess, like talking to people.
Yeah. I'm going to interview undergrad students, especially final year students at our university, and students in Wellington as well. Yeah, and then after that, at phase two, I will have a focus group interviews with some of them.
That's exciting. So that's something to look forward to for the next part of your research.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to students and listen to their stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm really interested. What made you change from well-being to resilience? Like, I understand, like they're very different. But like, it's very interesting to me that resilience is like one topic. So what like inspired you to change to that topic?
I think I'm I didn't change my topic, mm-hmm. but I think that I'm just narrowed down my topic and focus on student resilience because there's a relationship when I got reading further into the literature review, and I understood that there's a relationship between resilience and well-being. So that's why I thought that if I just try to discuss about a strategy to enhance well-being, why don't I talk about resilience and help students to enhance their resilience so it will indirectly and directly contribute to their well-being. So that's why I narrowed down my topic and I focus on resilience, because resilience can be trained over time.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think it would be better if I can contribute to that area and help students to sustain their resilience during their educational journeys.
Mm. Yeah. That's interesting, right? Because people get resilience from their lived experiences. Some people come from countries that, you know, have war or like really, really bad situations, or some people are just, you know, they mature faster than others, so they have more resilience.
Yeah, they can learn over time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it can be developed through their lifespan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm, so it's not something you get from young age, like it's something that grows within you.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. What's like something exciting that you found from that research so far that makes you feel like, wow, you know, this is great, I'm doing this?
Yeah. Like, I hope that I can share with you later about the findings of my research after I collect data and I analyze the data that I have. This means that I will analyze the experience, the lived experience of students through their studies, and I also going to share some tips that I learned from the literature. I hope that I can share it through. I'm writing a blog, and I hope that I can share some academic knowledge into practical tips for students so they can use in their study and they can use in their life. So I found many knowledgeable details about that, and I hope that I can try to write in a easy way so that not only students but other audience can learn from that. I will let you know when I finish my blog.
Because I was just thinking, like, I'm not a student, but I'm really interested to know all these resilience tips. But that's amazing that you're going to do a blog about this to, like, share to a wider reach. And really, like, all the best. You know, I think the data collecting part is probably one of the most exciting parts of your PhD, because you get to meet people and actually like physically go and meet people instead of just typing.
Yeah. Thank you,
Arena.
I will let you know soon.
Yes.
Yeah, because I think that what I'm writing is for the wide audience. Yeah.
Mm.
It's not for the professional people with the knowledge of resilience, but it is for the wide audience to learn from that, and not to learn, but I think that sometimes they can find something similar, and they can find something useful, and they can apply to their life.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm really interested in that, and I try to do it and finish it as soon as possible.
Yay!
Yeah.
Like not gonna rush you, but when do you hope your studies will finish?
I plan to publish it on my birthday.
How special! That is so special.
Yeah.
And when
my
is that?
My birthday is in September, the 9th September.
This year?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and I think that for the blog, it is a long journey. It is not just a one-day task.
Yeah.
But I have to do it every day and every month and every year, even after I publish it.
Yeah.
But I think that I will, it's just some kind of like a gift for myself.
Aww.
And I also want to share that gift to the audience and to community. So that's why I try to do it and publish it, officially publish it on my birthday.
That is so special.
I
really love birthdays as well. Like for my birthday every year, I feel like, okay, I have to do something that is meaningful. You know, there was a birthday where I raised like fundraising. This year, I didn't really do much because, you know, I got married and stuff. So there was a lot going on. But, you know, it's always... Birthdays are something very special, and I'm really happy to hear that, you know, you wanted something like a gift for yourself and a gift for everyone around you. That's very special.
Mm. I just try to keep it as a secret, but today I share with you and with the audience as well. So.
Yes. Well, now everyone can look forward to September 9th, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So now everyone knows it. And it's some kind of like the pressure for me to do it.
Yes. Oh, but we're going to support you either way, you know?
Yeah.
talking about student well-being, we were chatting before about, you know, how much support you got when you were a COVID survivor, basically. Because right now I am a household contact, so for those of you listening, and so I'm just listening to Inns, how her experience was when she had COVID. So how was that? Like, did you have any support from the university that you can share with us, and any kind of support that you got?
I don't think that is a memory that I wanted to have, but that is life. And actually, it was a good memory for me and a good experience for me as well.
Mm.
I exposed to COVID first, and then after that, my husband and my son got positive as well. But I have the moderate symptoms, and then... I don't remember exactly, but on the second or the third day, I had a shortness of breath, but I was still conscious. So my son asked me to call 111 to go to the hospital, but I thought that I was conscious, so I tried to call student health center at our university, and they were so nice and helpful. They tried to talk to me and kept me talking over the phone. And then they guided me what I need to do. And they kept the phone until I could talk. And then finally they say, oh, finally, now I could understand what you were saying. So it's mean that I could talk like usual. And after that, they the day after, they called me again, and then they called me again to check that I was all right. So I was really grateful for their help, because at that time I was very nervous and a little bit panic.
Mm.
Yeah, but when I got their phone, I could keep calm and can overcome the symptoms. And I also got the support from OUSA Student Association, and they have some caring package for us. Yeah, and they also asked how many members are there in your family?
Oh.
Yeah, and then they gave me, I have trees, and then they gave me for all of us.
Wow, so it wasn't just for you as the student, like they actually provide for your family.
Not only for me, but for my family members as well. And when I recover, I also got the call from the university to check how I am and how is everything with me and with my family. And I also got the phone call from, I think, because I reported to the Ministry of Health as well.
Yep.
So I also got a phone call, not from our not from our university, but from the Ministry of Health. I think there's a department in charge to take care of the patients.
Wow.
But I don't remember exactly. And my son also got the call from the medical health center. Yeah.
So there was a lot of support.
Yeah. Mm. So I think that is very important because the university and the relevant organization and health organization take good care of us during COVID.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was more important to you because you actually study student well-being.
Yeah.
So, like, you're seeing it through, like, your lens, but also as a, like, researcher lens as well?
Yeah. So, you see, you saw my post on my Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, after that, I share my experience, and I also send my gratitude to what I have received so far. Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
So, I really appreciate that, and I share it on my post.
Yeah.
Yeah. On my Facebook, yeah, because it's very important to help our well-being during that time.
Mm. Yeah. And it's special as well for other people, like people in your home country, to know like that was the support you got when you had COVID in Dunedin.
Yeah, and I think it's also an experience to learn how to take care of student well-being in New Zealand. So that's why I want to share it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And talking about like Facebook posts, I love when you post because you also post like poems and you're passionate about poetry. So I was wondering you could share more about like why and like what inspires you to write poems.
Thank you, Arina, that you follow my Facebook.
Yes, I'm a fan.
I think composing a poem was one of my hobbies when I was a young student. Mm. But then I forgot it. I forgot it for several years, especially when I entered to workplace.
Yeah.
And I was extremely busy with my work in my home country, and I didn't realize what are my hobbies, and I didn't have time for my hobby as well, and I didn't have time to take care of myself until I was back to study, to the university to study. And when it came to New Zealand, I realized that interestingly, when it came to New Zealand, I knew the term well-being, and then I learned to take care of myself. And then I realized, I remember one of my hobbies is writing poems. Yeah, and I think when we are happy and when we take good care of ourselves and when we are mindful, and then we might become more romantic.
That is true. No, that is true.
Yeah, I don't know.
And romantic doesn't have to be like with other people. You can be romantic to yourself.
Yeah.
Mm.
And there are many inspirational resources for me to compose poems. For example, flowers, nature, the the Mother Earth, our romantic relationship, and love of life. So there are many things. And I have some poems on my Facebook, and most of them are about loving, about mindfulness, peaceful, about romantic relationships, and kindness. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are topics that I wrote, and sometimes I compose a poem after I have an aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's meant that I realized something that helped me to be to self develop, and then I write a poem. Or sometimes I realize that I did something not good or not kind enough to my husband,
mm-hmm.
or to my son, or to my friend, and then I want to share that experience to my friends and to the community, and then I compose a poem and I share it on my Facebook.
Mm.
So I think that I just want to share you, this is a poem that I wrote in Vietnamese, and then I tried to translate it into English. I think it's quite hard for me to do, but I tried one, and that is my poem. Winter comes to signal spring next. Through a hot day makes you miss the rainy night. Full of sorrow awakes you to treasure happiness. Heaps of worries help understand how peaceful you are. Away from home to realize how much you need it. A tuft of anger to derive tenderness and sympathy. Warmly attached to lead to love and fondness. Encountering a failure to cultivate your strong will. Against unhealthy state can value your fitness. Gallop your young days, speed up unexpected old age. The past has gone, but future hasn't come yet. Experiencing your life to acknowledge the state of tranquil. Yep.
Whoa.
That is one of my poems.
Like, reading the translated version is beautiful. But if someone reads the Vietnamese version, I'm sure it would touch a lot more, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's the original poem. Wow. I understand that feel. I really like the part about away from home to realize how much you need it. You know, I can feel what you're saying there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so in my own language, I think that it's really easy for you to understand and to see how it is. But I try to translate in English, so that you can understand what the poem is about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful. You know, you really have a gift, and I'm really happy that you found that gift again when you came to New Zealand and you had like more time to reflect on yourself. You know, it's a discovery of self to be able to do the things you're passionate about. So I'm so happy that you found that part of you.
Yeah. Mm. You know, because starting PhD is quite challenging. So we just try to fight different hobbies to relax and to keep my mental health in good condition.
Yes.
Yeah.
And talking about mental health, you do poetry as a form of mental health. Did you, by any chance, have any other traditions or activities that you do to take care of yourself, especially when you're like busy?
I love working in Botanic Garden.
Do you volunteer there?
Huh?
Do you volunteer there?
No, it means that I go for a walk.
Oh, you go walk.
Yeah, Yeah, and walking around Botanic Garden. So I think it's helped me a lot because I learned the term forest bathing. The
yes.
thing that is very important for me to under the trees and yeah.
Shinrin yoku, something like that. Like it's a Japanese term. Yeah.
Yeah, this method is developed by a Japanese doctor.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think it's quite useful for me. And photography is also a new habit that I developed because I fall in love with the nature. And I whenever I enter Botanic Garden or any forest or go have a jack, so I try to take photos. And I also take some photos of the fruit that I met as
yes.
well. Yeah, as I think another important thing is I doing gym every day. That is the new habit that I learned because I think that there's a relationship between your physical health, your mental health, and your emotion.
Yeah.
So if you need to be good in your mental health, you need to be good in your physical health.
Mm.
And doing gym, I think, is very beneficial. So I try to do it every weekdays with my son. So we go to Unipol.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm so lucky to have Unipol.
Yes, that's a very good place for students.
Yeah, so I go there every morning, early morning, and doing gym for an hour with my son.
That is very good. Seems like, you know, you're really trying to be the best version of yourself every day to make sure you're sane enough to actually do the work.
Yeah, and not only to do the work, but I think that to keep my family happy as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
that is so beautiful.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, In, for being here today. You know, I'm feeling very whole, like you filled my cup. Yeah. I'm feeling really good about this chat. And I'm sure our listeners out there are feeling the same way. I'm really inspired by your story, your journey, and all the mental health tips you shared with us.
Thank you, Arena. Thank you for the opportunity for me to share my story and my experience.
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.